All right, who's firing away today on this new year?
You guys have had up and down, you know, play really well one week, and the next week it, you know, have some struggles. Last week, very good game. How do you get that consistency now, two in a row, to kind of finish the year?
Obviously you're striving for a consistent effort every week. I think that job becomes more difficult when your roster, you know, kind of changes each week. I'm making no excuses, but, you know, that's reality. I think our effort's been consistent. You know, we're giving really good effort. I just think there's sometimes there's lapses in communication, and and then sometimes there's some physical mistakes too. Where the matchups may not be the same, and we don't play as well. But obviously, to be a good defense, you have to be consistent, and that's what we're going to strive for, and that's what we need to do, and have a good showing this week.
Are you surprised, and kind of follow up to that, that you guys have really played as well as you have, considering missing all the pieces, parts that you are?
I tell you what, if I had to answer that question, before the season started and the guys, that we've lost to injury, I would have said, absolutely, I'm surprised, no question. But being around these guys and getting to know these players, I'm not surprised, in the least bit about how well they play and how hard they play. But before then, some of them aren't coming with the best resumes, but they play hard, and they work hard. And that's why they've had some good positive results. Not every week, but, it's not from lack of effort.
When we talked in June, Rob, you said this defense is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of games in September October didn't look so hot. To come along like you have, and what did you see in these guys that would make it be like a prophet?
Well, that's the first time I've been called a prophet. Thank you. But, yeah, that's pretty good there. Yep. And I do want to thank you for the nomination, you guys, whoever nominated me. Could have used a few more votes, I think. But thank you. Yeah, that's right. Yep. I got to work on that. So the question again, sorry. not a real as good attention span here.
About seeing what you must have seen.
Oh.
For your defense end up playing like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing's a system. We have a great system. And there's a lot of brains involved in that system, obviously, with Eric, starting with him, who's a defensive guy, and a great one, obviously a great mind. Should have seen him and my father, who was in for a couple of days. My dad just grabs him by the head, oh, come here, I've been bleeding with you. I'm like, he never said that to me. But it's great, the love and admiration of great coaches and great men. The Brian Cox, Jerome Henderson, Matt Eberflus, these are great guys. And, we get a lot of ideas together, and sometimes they look really good. And then sometimes, we'll blame the rookie coach, Matt Eberflus, for the bad games. But, our defense, the thing is, we are really multiple, and that's why you need smart players and tough guys.
Coach, when you look at, when offenses, defenses are evaluated, one of the things everyone looks at is statistics and numbers and rankings and all that other kind of stuff. And the numbers don't really, they don't look good, but the defense has played a lot better than those numbers. Do you think that type of an evaluation is somewhat inaccurate? And how do you go about evaluating just, how good you've performed?
Well, obviously, you have to have something to measure, every group by. And the numbers are what they are. But, if you only look at yardage numbers, we're dead last, so we must be, terrible. But our points aren't dead last. We're in the 20s, low 20s there. And for a team just getting together, that's been pretty good. Our numbers in the red zone aren't bad. We're fifth in the NFL. you know, which is, talks about, you know, scoring defense, and ideally you want to have them with a very few points, you know. But, you know, I don't want to bring all that crap up because I've never been a numbers guy, you know, except when I was in college, you know, because I was always competing against my brother, and we always wanted to be, you know, number one, out of whatever, 130 teams. But we were in the top 10 twice, you know, in those. But I've learned not to give a crap about numbers. I just want to win. And we're starting to do that. You know, this team, to me, feels, you know, like it did in New England, you know, when I was part of this system. When at first, you know, I questioned what we were doing. Like, you know, this is not very successful, you know, and I was a coach. But by the end, you could see it turn around. And then by that next year, you know, man, it really turned around. And numbers have never been part of, you know, a big deal. Championships are. That's what we're trying to do. You know, if I know there's a big evaluation coming up, hey, they evaluate for total yards, I'll see you. You know, but that's just the way it is. If you're only going to do that, I don't want to be here anyway. You know, but if you look deep into it, I'm not hiding from the job I've done. And I know our assistant coaches aren't hiding by the, you know, job they've done. You know, they're tremendous. So let the chips fall where they may. I know the job, you know, our coaching staff, all of them, offense, defense, you know, Dable, Mangini, Seeley. Well, his numbers are gaudy. Go by the numbers on him. They're always like that. But you got a great group of guys. And, you know, if that's the evaluation process, that's great. So we want to be here in Cleveland. Love this area. Love these people, these fans. And they're great. You know, it sucked to leave after 1 year, but that's life in the big city.
If Holman comes in here and he's real steadfast about his history in the 4-3 defense, and he wants to have that here, but he likes the, you know, job that you did, what would your thoughts be about trying to put together something like that here?
It'd take me about 1 second because I've coached in every system. You know, I know 3-4, 4-3, you know, 6-2. You know, I mean, I'm a football coach. I know everything there is to know about defense. So that's a you know, philosophy thing, and I'm sure that would be, you know, addressed when you're meeting on personnel. That's the thing that really makes a difference is the personnel on what to run. I've told you it's been well documented. When I got hired in Oakland, I was to run a 3-4 defense, and I had Warren Sapp two-gapping. That wasn't the prettiest thing. He could do it, be a Pro Bowler doing it, but he didn't want to do it. And that's why I got all this gray hair. But we had 4-3 personnel trying to fit 3-4, and that was tough. But, you know, then the next year we went to 4-3, and I was a 4-3 coach there for 4 years. So.
Do you have 4-3 personnel here, or do you think there would have to be a lot of changes if you guys were going to make that switch?
I mean, you know, it just depends, you know, what personnel is here you know, what personnel's left. I mean, when things get moved around and things like that, and the way this game nowadays is and team is, you really don't know your final roster until you have it in front of you. But, you know, I think our 3-4 defense has consistently improved week in, week out. You know, not, well, the one game we gave up too many points, some games we don't. But, you know, last few weeks, I mean, our run defense is coming around a lot better. You know, since the addition of Matt Roth, you know, that's been a big plus. I've told you guys about his play. But really, it's, you know, 3-4, 4-3. We get into both here. You know, it's not well documented, but we do. And we play a lot of 4-3 defense just with the outside backer. You know, we try to disguise it. You know, so, you know, it's just, you know, when you can coach, you can coach.
When was your dad in?
He was in last couple days. Yeah, he left for New Year's. He had to come see his son, his grandson Matthew, play basketball. Busted out I guess they got these shooting sleeves now. So he busted out 2 points. Proud of him. Proud of him. So that they helped. The game I saw, he had no sleeve. He had 8 points. So. I don't know what the deal is, but he looked good.
You're in this streak, you know, you won three in a row. Is it, when you think about it, is it weird or awkward because of the uncertainty that's going to, you know, take place when the evaluation happens next week?
Remember, this is the goal, and I told you guys a long time what it was. It probably wasn't supposed to, but Eric said we were going to win these last four games, and, you know, we've done three of them. You know, now we're working to get this fourth one. It's a big game for us. This is, and it's not for the certainty of, you know, what's our future. We want to win. This is what we work for. No team in the history, well, one team in the history, I believe, has done this. Gone 1-11 and then won four straight. I believe that's correct. Maybe two. And then that team went on to the Super Bowl the next year. So, you know, I'll be a prophet and say we're going next year if we win. But, I believe it was New England when Parcells was there. So you can look that up. I believe that's a fact. And I don't believe, you know, our team's won, the Browns have won four games in a row in an awful long time. 23 years?
At the end in 23 years.
That's a long time. So we got a lot, to, you know, we're, that we're working for. We want to win. I mean, the fans are there again. You know, it's not like some stadiums that are blacked out. I mean, our guys are there. You want to win. That's what you play for. The evaluation process, I mean, man, it's a good football man coming into the building, you know. So if he, you know, whatever he decides, we're going to live with. And I know some people are probably scared to death. I'm not one of them.
Are you going to get a one-on-one with Holmgren when he comes in, you know?
I'm not going to tell him to have one. Yeah, if he comes in, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know if he plans on talking to the assistant coaches or what that entails, or, you know, I don't even know. Good. He's a good player. You know, I believe he was at Ohio State for a hot second. I know they got a big game coming up. I think the only coach ever lost out there was me. But Furry got run out of there because he wasn't good enough. And I guess so they're really good. But he's, you know, he plays both positions, you know, offense and defense. I mean, the kid's a football player. He's tackling guys, you know, and this week, you know, that's a load coming at us this week. So we'll see how he does. You know, one thing with Mike, he's got plenty of toughness.
Talk a little bit about Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah, I think I know there's been a lot of descriptions about that young man. I thought my brother had the best one when he said he's like tackling a bowling ball with football pads on, because he is a load. I mean, you see him breaking tackles. He doesn't just do that. He blocks. I mean, everybody saw the Merriman clip where he knocked him down. This guy's a great player. I mean, man, is he – he's not fun to watch anymore because I don't like seeing great players anymore. I want to just stop whoever they put out there. But this guy's special. He deserved this Pro Bowl trip. And, you know, we're going to have to gang tackle him because he is something special.